It's safe to say nobody saw a Jenny coming. In 2005, using the 10-inch reflecting telescope at Farm Cove Observatory in Auckland, New Zealand, Jenny McCormick discovered an unknown planet in a solar system 15,000 light-years away. A few years later, she pulled off another uncommon feat when she discovered a new asteroid, which she patriotically christened New Zealand. She has co-authored more than 20 papers in academic journals, including the prestigious Science. The actress Gates McFadden, who played Dr. Beverly Crusher on Star Trek: The Next Generation, sought out Jenny at a science fiction expo to request her autograph. Yet one of Jenny's lesser-known accomplishments might be her most impressive of all. She became an internationally respected astronomer without obtaining a college diploma of any kind. In fact, she never even graduated from high school. Jenny was raised by a single mother in the river city of Whanganui. "I never fitted in well at school," she recalls. "I was a teenage girl with hormones. I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't like my shoes. I was headstrong and didn't have a lot of parental guidance. I just wanted to get out of there." At the age of 15, she dropped out of school and took a job cleaning out horse stables. Not long after, Jenny's mother left her. Compelled to make her way on her own, Jenny attempted to pass the high school equivalency exam. She was not successful. By the time she was 21, Jenny had become a single mother herself, supporting her infant son by serving chicken combo meals at a fast food joint. Her future, to put it mildly, looked bleak. Then came her turning point. One night, in her mid-20s, Jenny was visiting relatives who lived on the edge of an extinct volcano caldera, far from city lights. A family member handed her a pair of binoculars and urged her to peer up at the Milky Way, saying it was a sight that could only be seen in the backcountry.
"I can still see myself lying down in the wet grass and looking through the binoculars at the sky and just, oh my God, wow," Jenny recounts. "All those stars, it was just awesome. I was hooked. I knew nothing about them at all, nothing. But after that, I just had to know more."
Jenny's stellar epiphany motivated her to learn everything she could about astronomy. Though she had little knowledge of science and few educational resources, she patiently trained herself to make precise observations with increasingly larger telescopes. In 1999, after 11 years of independent study and practice, Jenny cobbled together a domed observatory on her patio out of cast-off equipment and rusty parts. 5 years after she completed her backyard, Farm Cove Observatory, Jenny employed a sophisticated observational technique known as gravitational lensing, harnessing the gravity of intervening stars to bend and focus distant light, to behold an exoplanet with a mass 3 times that of Jupiter. She became the first amateur to discover a new planet since 1781, when William Herschel discovered Uranus. Another person nobody saw coming was Alan Rouleau. Named one of the top tailors in the country by Town & Country magazine, he designs handcrafted wardrobes for corporate titans, celebrities, and professional athletes. His boutique, Alan Rouleau Couture, resides on the swankiest stretch of Newbury Street in Boston, where he serves as the VIP tailor for the Taj, the Ritz-Carlton, the Four Seasons, and the Mandarin Oriental. He has been called a virtuoso of exclusive fabric. Piacenza Cashmere, Drago Super 180s, and Loro Piana Super 200s all make their way into his modish creations. Alan's unique expertise blends mathematical precision, an exceptionally deep knowledge of the qualities of different cloth, and one of the most unappreciated aspects of bespoke tailoring, understanding each individual client on his own terms. You have to take into account their personality, their age, their skin tone, their career, their lifestyle, and especially their aspirations, explains Alan. You've got to recognize not just who they are, but who they want to be. Alan's easygoing confidence and roguish charm invites clients to open up and reveal themselves, even those accustomed to the most attentive service and possessing the most discriminating taste. You might guess that attaining such an elite level of mastery would require a lifetime of devotion to one's craft. And indeed, in the United States, most upscale tailors are raised in families who have been fashioning custom apparel for generations, or else are genteel imports from Europe, where it's not unusual for tailors to be apprenticed in the art from boyhood. Alan followed neither path. He grew up in Leominster, a hardscrabble town in central Massachusetts, as one of 6 children. After he graduated from high school, Alan enrolled in Southeastern Massachusetts University, an inexpensive regional college, but given the number of siblings, His parents could not afford his tuition,